Okay, we're good. Okay, packet 38 in the Chazara. This is the last shir. The inyan iser hotzas zera levatola. Okay, so just to say the ikar makorvus that we said, you know, the crux of it, and that is, so we quote a lot of gemaras showing the chomer ha'iser, but to get to the nekuda, so we have a Rambam. The Rambam is Surivir Parak Chaf Aleph. We've seen it before. So he says that basically, a woman, Isha Sha'adam Uteraslo, is mutter to her husband, he could bewail her whenever he wants, he could bewail her Kedarka, Shalom Kedarka, as long as he's not Mosi Zer Latal. Okay? So, and likewise the Rambam, well, later on in that same paragraph, that says also Hosi Zer Latala, you don't see any kulas from the Rambam regarding Isra Hosi Zer Latala. Okay? Even Bia Shalokadarka, which is considered a Bia, right? It's still also Hosi Zer Latala. Okay? That actually is the Rambam. Now, Tosfos, the Re, in Sanhedrin and Ches, so the Re holds, based on his, how he has a steer in Gemaras, and his Miyashi of the Gemaras, with the following Chiddush. He says that the Isser, to be Moses Zerah Latala, is if someone does it on a consistent basis. But Akroi Ba'alma, once in a while, that would be okay. That would be Mutter. Only someone who he's consistently, he doesn't want to get inside pregnancy, he's consistently be Moses Zerah Latala, that's the Isser. Okay? But Akroi, now and then, from time to time, it would be Mutter. Okay? That's an important sheet of the Re. Yeah?
What did the Rambam mean by Shlok Kedarko and not being Hotzi the
Latala? That a person wants to have Tashmish, you know, from the back, you know, so that's Mutter, but he can't be Mosi Zerah Latala. He could do it, but he can't be Mosi Zerah.
In other words, we're not defining the Latala as not impregnating her, we're defining it more generally.
Yeah, meaning as long as he's Mosi Zerah, not in the normal way, okay. So that's Zerah Latala according to the Rambam. Okay. And the Re has this fish that if it's occasional, then it would be okay. Yeah?
All right, that Shiloka Darka could be from the back, yeah. But not anal.
Yeah. Right. Okay, we didn't discuss that. It's a whole. It's a whole Gemara in the Darim. Had a little Gemara, but we're not focusing on that right now. In different other years, we've been focused on it, but we didn't do it in Shir today, and we're not. So we can discuss it after. Fine. So that's the Shita of the Re. So that's a fundamental machlokes in the Rambam and the Re. Okay? The Beis Yosef in Ebn Ezer, in Chafei, Simon Chafei, says that if the Re would have known what it says in the Zohar about all the, how chomer, how davar this is, he would never have given the hetzer that he gave. That's the Beis Yosef's take on the Re. That being said, in Shochan Aruch, in Ebn Ezer, there in Chafei, the Ramah quotes the Rambam, Aser, and he quotes the Yesh Omrim, and he quotes the Re. Okay? The Ramah was also a Kabbalist, but nonetheless, the Ramah brought down the Shita Sari. He says, and all these things which were, you know, spoken about in that are technically Mutter, he is Messiah, that, you know, these things are Mutter, but obviously, you know, Kaddish Asim Chavim Mutter Lach, you know, and the person should be showy for higher levels of Kedusha, but the Ikar Hadin is that he quotes the Re Halacha as the Yeshomer. Okay? As just something we wouldn't have thought of, counterintuitive, there is a Tosus Arid, not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but the Tosus Arid says that the whole Isser of Hotzah Sera Latala is like Erva Onan. They didn't want to get their wife pregnant, so they didn't want to make her, you know, mar her beauty. But if someone is just Mosi Zerah Latala because he has a taiva, then that's not aser, and that's mutter. It's like counterintuitive, right? We would think, oh, a person doesn't have a taiva, so that's after what the Tosfos Yontif says is mutter. Okay? Not to go into it, there is a Tosfos that connected it with Tru Ravu, but again, let's not get into that. The Ikar Nekuda is this Rambam, this Re, both quoted in the Ramah. Now, when we talk about Hotzah Latala, so the Drisha says that any act which is not the normal way is considered Hotzer Levatala, Biashalokadarka, even Derech Ivarim. So anything like that would all be can, you know, come under the heter of the Ri. When the Ri said that Ba'akroi Ba'alma is Mutter, that includes any, even Derech Ivarim, not just if you do it Shalokadarka, because Shalokadarka inali, that's halachically counts as a Bia. Right? So what the Drisha is saying, it's not just limited to that. If a person is mostly Zera Latala, even not in either, you know, vaginal or anal, that, you know, even though it's not technically a via, it's still considered Shloka Darka and would have the heter of the Ri. Rav Moshe, though, he has a Chiddush, and he wants to be Machalik. He says, based on a Gemara, Nidon Yud Gimel, he wants to say that there's Hazar Zera Latala. Yud Gimel. He based on a Gemara on neither Yud Gimel. Okay, the Raya will stop for now. But he wants to say a Chiddush that there's Osar Zera Levatala, and then there's doing it Biyad. You know, and he wants to say that that doing it Biyad is a more Chomer Dika Isser. And that's not, that's like never Mutter. Only doing it, it's just, you know, not Biyad, then that would be Mutter in certain situations. Okay, what are the situations? So, one thing is for, let's say, fertility issues. Right, so let me just clarify. So that Lachora, that Drisha, is not like the Rav Moshe, right? The Drisha seems to include even Derech Evarim in the Heter of the Ri. And Rav Moshe holds up there, you know, Biyad or Beregel, that's like a separate issue.
Biyad,
to be Moshe Zer Latala with your hand or with a, he feels that that's a separate, a more Chomer thing.
He's saying
that would be much more also.
That, right, that's more Chomer.
But he's allowing it for the purpose of fertility?
No, so what he says is, So just let's just put that out there. And then there's a chiddush of Ramosha that against the Drisha. Okay? I don't know how many people subscribe to this Chumra of Ramosha, but we mentioned it in Shir, so I'm telling you. So one venue that this, you know, that this comes up is fertility issues. So let's say there is a problem with fertility and they want to check the man's zera to see if the problem is there, if there's viable, they want to take a semen analysis. So how do you get the semen? So one way is that he should be mostly Zera. So is he allowed to do that or not? So many poskim, the Marshag, you know, and others, or Moshe, they all say that's not considered Levatola. Only Hotzah Zera Levatola. This is not Levatola, this is the Tzorach. Not only Tzorach, like Moshe, this is the Tzorach Pru Revu. Right? So for this would be Mutter, according to him. Rav Moshe and his Chiddush would not allow it to be done Biyad. Right, because in his mahalach, biyad is a more chomer to kreiser. He could be maharher and be mostly zera levatala, but he can't do a biyad. Others would even allow you to do a biyad because, you know, push comes to shove, because it's all considered the same hotzah zera levatala, and if it's motor litzorach, it's motor litzorach. Okay.
Maybe they may have some pumps or something.
Okay, so
that
we could,
a doctor could do.
Okay, so right, we could down on that. You know, is a goy mitzvah in that, and maybe guys not mitzvah. Okay, but we can talk about that after. Because based on if who is mitzvah in Pru Revu, Tosus has the Isser of Atala, so if a guy is not mitzvah, maybe the guy doesn't have an Isser of Atala.
IVF, in vitro fertilization.
Okay, but let's just, we'll do that after. I just want to get what Rabbi Simon said this year, so okay. Then we can talk all about that after. But that is a good point. Okay, the Achiezer, and Moser talks about a condom, so he is makel on a condom because he says that's a derech bia. Okay, I mean those who argue with it, Chazanish argues on that. Rav Chaim Moser, I think Rav Moshe even like he argues, but he says Rav Chaim Moser said it. Like, I want to be someone under Rav Chaim Moser, you know, I'm not gonna mess. But like he disagrees, but Chazanish argues, but that's the heter of Rav Chaim Moser. Rabbi Simon mentioned just in a practical, you know, practical case that happened. Like, if, for instance, there's a couple who there's some medical issue and she can't get pregnant, okay, and she can't even be on birth control because she's taking other medications which were not compatible with the birth control things. So the question is he allowed to wear a condom or not? So Rabbi Simon said he spoke to a certain rav. And this particular Rav said, well, number one, he kind of expanded the heter of the Ri to say that Akroi, once in a while, I mean, occasionally, maybe this whole time period when she has this, until she has this refuah, you know, could be considered like a kroy, you know, not consistent. Even though it's a time period, it's a set time period. He said maybe between that and the Rav Chaim Ozer, you could be makel. And the last ha'ara was, Rabbi Simon pointed out, is just the psychology of people. There are people that feel a lot of guilt when they were nichshal in this, and they have a hard time like moving on with life. And it just makes things worse, because it just means that they become depressed, and they could give up on everything, saying, you know, once I'm gone, I'm a goner, and that's not healthy. That's very bad for a person. So first of all, a person has to realize that there's a re. The re has big plates, he has broad shoulders. The re says Bakrai Ba'alma is mother. It's not something we advise people to do, but... And also, he quotes the Chazon Ish, you know, basically gave Hadracha, people just have to move on. Just move on with life and go weiter. And the Sefer Keser Rosh records how the Rav Chaim Volozhiner went to the Goyim, the Vilna Goyim, about this, and he showed him all the Chomerdik things that it says in the Sar. And the Vilna Goyim just said, let the person who is Nifshal Adam just learn Torah. You know, Torah will take care of everything. Orech Yamin Bimina, Bismola Osher V'chavod. Person, let him just learn, and that'll take care of, he doesn't have to worry about any surim. The Torah will be Machaper for him, and he should just move on and, you know, learn a little bit more and you know, Shalom Al Yisrael, and not get too bogged down in this. You know, Orech Yamin Bimina, Bismola Osher V'chavod.
Okay. No, that's cool. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.